Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We're going to go to 1 Thessalonians verse 1:6. Did you hear that, Tim? 1 Thessalonians 1:6. First, we're going to read the vision, and then we're going to go to 1 Thessalonians 1:6. To build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. In the bond of peace. Now look at this. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the vision you've given us here at Russell Road Church, building people established in your word, because you've sent your word to heal us. We all need healing in areas of our life. Every one of us, everyone on this planet needs healing in their lives. All of us. So, Lord, we are in a time that's unfamiliar. But we know, Lord, you are the solution and you have the answer. So, Lord, we're trusting you today. Speak to our hearts by the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. This scripture verse is something I've been studying, and we, you just keep, as a pastor, this is a difficult time, this is unfamiliar, and this is what was going on in the Thessalonians' lives. And Paul was speaking to them. Now look at this. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to notice something. They became followers in their affliction, in their hardship. The persecution they were going through, the difficult times. This is what God is going to use the church. God's going to use the church, and people are going to follow Christ because of your response and how you're responding to this difficult situation you're in right now. They're watching us. They're listening to us. That's why our complaining and murmuring, remember we talked about that last week. It's not going to be healthy. So we want to stay in a healthy place as the body of Christ and demonstrate what really who God is and who Christ is. Now, now think about this. It says, having received the word in much affliction. In much affliction. Remember, the word comes in seed form. Remember, and when it comes in seed form, it says in Mark 4:15, that the devil comes immediately to steal the word out of your hearts. Remember, our heart is everything. We've been talking about our heart from the beginning of this year. So we want this word to be planted in our hearts and take root. Remember, James 1:16, it's the implanted word, or 1:21, it's the implanted word that's able to save your soul. The word that gets planted in you, no matter what's going on around you, has the power, the ability to save your soul. Now look, think about this. It says they received, so it was planted in them, this word in affliction. in their difficulty. This word affliction is the word, is the Greek word. You remember, I'm a word nerd. Thlipsis. Thlipsis. This word, thlipsis, T-H-L-I-P-S-I-S, it means to be under heavy pressure. It means stress. The word stress means overloaded capacity. Something's overloading you beyond your capacity to endure it. Some of us are under that. You see this? Now watch this. Grueling, crushing, unbearable. That's what this word means. Stress, heavy pressure, grueling, crushing, unbearable, suffocating. It has the history, the etymology of when they would persecute Christians, they would tie them up and roll a big stone on their back, face down, and it would slowly crush them. That's where this word comes from. Now look, they received this word in much affliction. You see this? Now watch this. This is significant. This is significant. But the Holy Spirit is in us. You see that? The Holy Spirit is in us regardless of what circumstances we're in, regardless of our situation, our conditions, our positions. The Holy Spirit is in us. Now think about this. Joy. Now look. He says, with joy of the Holy Spirit, they received it. See, your joy keeps your immune, spiritual immune system healthy to receive from God. You see this? To receive from God. Now watch. This joy is a divine joy. It's not happiness. Happiness is based on human conditions and circumstances. Human conditions and circumstances. It's not a fleeting emotion. This joy was given to you and I, literally, for times like we're in right now. For times like we're in right now. That's what's in this Holy Spirit. In Galatians 5:22, it says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. Joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, self-control. See, there's nine fruit. Remember, that's not plural, that's one. There's nine manifestations of one Spirit. Not fruits of the Spirit. You don't never see F-R-U-I-T-S. It's fruit of the Spirit. So this joy is the fruit of the Holy Spirit in you. And it's the kingdom. In Romans 14:17, it says the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. This joy was given to you to assist you and empower you in your difficult time. So that is ruling in you. And not your circumstances, and not your conditions, and not your difficulties. Listen, listen. This word joy is the word chara. C-H-A-R-A. Remember, I'm a word nerd. Now watch this. Chara, C-H-A-R-A. This is where we get the word charis, grace. This word joy is derived from grace. Grace. Chara. Chara, grace is C-H-A-R-I-S. But this joy is chara, C-H-A-R-A. And it comes from grace. So this joy is a divine grace in you. So you can give grace to people, circumstances, and situations around you. Watch this. Titus chapter 2, you don't need to go there. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to us to teach us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, We should live soberly and righteously in this present evil age. Listen, the grace, that joy, it's going to give you wisdom. It's going to give you wisdom in your circumstance, in your difficulty. It's going to teach you your salvation. I have people calling me all week long. How are you doing? How are things going? People telling me all this negative stuff. But this joy has been protecting me in the middle of all that's going on. Am I making sense? I rely on this joy. I rely on it. Now, so it's divine joy. It only comes from God. People without the Holy Spirit don't have this to draw on. That's why you and I need to demonstrate it. Demonstrate it. See, that comes from God's wisdom. That's God's wisdom. You see that? And we're demonstrating it. When we enact on it, listen. In Philemon 1:6, Paul was writing a postcard. It's like a postcard. He said this, Philemon 1:6, your faith is most effective, when you acknowledge the good that is in you for others. Then it says, and we were full of joy. Woohoo! Catch this. Philemon 1, 6, and 7. When you acknowledge it, you have it. You're showing it to other people so they can come in. That's the kingdom of God. That's the goal of God in our life, is to advance God's kingdom. And that's what we're doing when we acknowledge this joy. It gives us strength in difficult times, no matter what we're going through. Oh, I'm about to get happy here. Now watch this. John 15:10 says this. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. You will abide in my love. What's the commandments? To love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. On these hang all the law. Those are the commandments he's talking about. The two we've been talking about. All about our heart. Loving God and loving other people. You see, when you hold to that, when you hold to that, and you abide, you live in his love. Remember, we're compelled by the love of Christ. Remember, compelled in 2 Corinthians 5:14? Constrains. The love of Christ compels us. It constrains us. Constrains, with restraints. I'm so in touch with the love of God, it's constraining me. Remember the word compel and constrain? Forced, unnatural. It's forced, unnatural. So when I'm compelled and constrained, it forces me to the supernatural. You see, this is what takes place when you and I are in the love of God and our heart is in the right place. Now listen, I'm not done with this. John 15 says this. Keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, his words. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. He says it's going to be full. What's it given to you? It's given to you, the lispus. In difficult affliction, suffering, daunting, dismal, difficult times, we can draw on that. Jeremiah was the lamenting prophet, the weeping prophet. He said, your words were found in Jeremiah 15, 16. He says, your words were found and I ate them. And they became the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. Everything was falling down around him. They became the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. Oh, I'm here to tell you, folks. Why are you getting so excited? Because I have operated in this. I have walked this out. My most difficult times, there's some reason a joy will rise up in me. I can't even explain it. But it's there, and it's in the Holy Spirit. And it will help. The Holy Spirit's the helper, the comforter. He's the helper and the comforter. It's there to help you and comfort you in difficult times. And watch this. Remember, the joy is not based on happiness. It's supernatural. It comes from the grace of God, the charis of God, the chara. Now, a lot of times when the pressure's on, we begin to cave in. And our value of the value of our witness and who we are, it diminishes in front of people. Am I making sense? You begin to cave in. God doesn't want us to cave in under pressure. He wants us to stand. Remember? Philippians, heavy pressure, stress, overload of capacity. That's what it's for. We can be even overloaded and not cave in when we tap into our joy. Our purpose is to followers, remember? When we are in touch with who we are in Christ, the love of Christ is compelling us. Jesus said in John 16:31, "Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. In me you'll have peace. In this world you're going to have trouble. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world." Tap into the joy I've given you, and you're going to demonstrate something that a lot of people that don't know me, you're going to demonstrate something that they don't understand. Now listen. He says, take heart. Remember, it's our heart. Be of good cheer. That's what it means. That's what he's saying. We have nothing to fear. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You see, our heart is what he's looking at. We have nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. Isaiah said, fear not, for I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel. Fear not, for I am your Savior. We have nothing to be afraid of. I had to throw that in there. I know. This is the way it is. In our hearts, we're effective. If we want our faith to be effective, remember Philemon 1:6? We act on the knowledge we have in us, in Christ. And it's going to be effective to those around us. Now look at this. Coronavirus. It's unfamiliar. This is territory we've not walked through. Here's something I want to plant in your heart. Let's not sit around and just wait to get through this. Let's find out what God is saying to us in it. Now. God is speaking to all of us right now. All right. Now stay with me. We're supposed to keep serving people in the difficult times we're in. Say, you catching this? Ever been in a difficult place? I mean, a difficult place. And all of a sudden, something happens that totally, like, where did this come from? I mean, it's difficult enough. I mean, my goodness, it can't get any worse. Take heart. Be of good cheer. People are watching you and me. They're watching. They're watching everything we're doing. All of it. They're watching. They're watching. Stay with me. Some demonic force tried to attack him while he was serving people in a difficult place. Sometimes in those difficult places, you just got to get alone sometimes and shake it off. Shake off. Shake it off. And say, joy, you're in there. Holy Spirit, tap into that Holy Spirit. The love of Christ is constraining me. I'm going to bless people. I'm going to help those who persecute me and despitefully use me. I'm going to tell you something. People are dying. You and I, the more we work together, the more we stay together and keep watch over our hearts, the better it's going to be. The more advancing of God's kingdom it's going to be. Now stay with me. In John chapter 12, remember, this is Palm Sunday. They were all happy. Hosanna in the highest. They're giving him praise. Hosanna in the highest. God, for the Lord saves. That's what that means. In the high, they're waving palm branches. I wish I had some. I'd really, yeah, they're waving. They're saying, the Lord saves. But now, next week, at the cross, the same people who were saying Hosanna, they're saying, crucify him. They changed their mind. You see that? But now watch this. What did Jesus do? He knew when he came into Jerusalem and Hosanna, Hosanna, he knew in his heart why he was there, what was going to take place. And that's why it says Hebrews chapter 12, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. It was joy that empowered him and to endure the cross for you and me. It's your joy. It's going to help you endure for your family, for your neighbors, for the people you work with, for the people you come in close contact with. Even though we're separated now, they're watching. They're watching. You see that? People are going to be for you one minute, and they're going to be against you the next minute. That's just the way people are. They're always changing their minds. But God's Word says He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. He stays the same. That's why we can trust Him. That's why we can praise Him. That's why He can be our joy in the middle of whatever it is we're facing. He sends His Word, Psalms 107, verse 20, to heal us. Remember, the Bible is revelation and vision of God. So the more we study, the more we grow, we get His vision and we see His way and stay in His revelation. God, we don't live by information. We live by revelation. Now watch this. You know what this word healed means? Saved. You see this? Be of good cheer. Oh, be of good cheer. Now stay with me. Provision. Everything was taken care of. Remember? Paul, over in Philippians, he learned some things. Rejoice in the Lord always. Remember? 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice always. I did a study on rejoice, and the word always means always. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. Paul was in the will of God. You see that? And that's what God calls us to do, fulfill His will. Now stay with me. When we're there, He says in Philippians 4, and my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory. Oh. I was about to bust to come here today. You know, I'm dealing with things. I'm quarantined, and you know, but you know what? This is what's sustaining me. I'm tapping in. You know, and I'm not being boastful and proud. If I was in my own deal, I'd be a mess. This right here, what I'm communicating to you is what's sustaining me. I tell you, Olivia and Donnie and I, if you were to get a movie of how we're carrying on sometime, you'd think, oh my goodness, this is the pastor? We have us some fun. But it's this joy. It's this joy. And it protects you. I honestly believe it will protect you from this coronavirus. Virus. Did I say that right? Corona. The word corona means circle. So it's circling the earth. It's like a storm. We need to keep our hearts right. Are you with me? Okay. We're going to take communion. Boy, I tell you what, I forgot the seats weren't full today. I just got into a zone. I love you guys, and I am so excited about the future. We have so much to look forward to. Again, I want to encourage you not to just think about how to get through this, but what is God saying to you in this? God is speaking to you. You know, again, you know, if you a piece of bread and whatever you have to dip it in or to drink, you can dip it or you can drink it. We just practice it this way. Remember what Jesus said? He said on the night he was betrayed, he took the cup. Remember, this is a celebration meal. He said, this is my body broken for you. You see, this is significant. We're the body of Christ. We've all been broken. We've all been broken. We've been broken for other people. Where we've been broken, where our pain is the worst, God is going to use our pain to heal and help other people. And we understand. And we celebrate because of Jesus. That's what we're celebrating. This is a celebration meal. Now watch this. This meal is for everyone. If you're not a believer, you help. You come on in with us. You take this with us. All are welcome at the table. God is going to call you. God is calling everyone to salvation. Salvation. So, you broke the bread. This is my body broken for you. Take and eat. Do this in remembrance of me. He took the cup. He said, this is the blood of the new covenant. See, we're in the new covenant. A new love. That you love one another as I have loved you. This is how you will know they are my disciples, by the way you love one another. By the way, John chapter 17, by the way you love one another. John chapter 13, by the way you love one another. See, it goes back to that love, our hearts.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now.
Been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com. or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.